We're talking right now with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Pork Council. On Wednesday of this week, Roy Lee, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture wrapping up their comment period on their feral swine proposed rule. Going to hold a public comment hearing on Wednesday afternoon. I know that Pork Council has now submitted some comments to the Department of Ag. Give me kind of an overview of your the thought process and how you view the proposed rule that they put out at the end of 2015.
Well, I think you start, Ron, with what the department has identified as their purpose behind the rule. And when you, if you look at that purpose, you know, to aggressively adopt measures for the eradication of all feral swine in the state of Oklahoma. And I think if you start with that notion, you've got to look at, this is an awful big elephant, if you will. You know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And this is a big elephant when we start thinking about the challenge that eradicating feral hogs represents. So I think what the department's done here in this respect is good. They've taken what I believe to be measurable steps, steps that are achievable and steps that we can accomplish to work us towards an ultimate goal of eradication of feral swine. I don't think this set of rules gets us there. Okay, let's not get carried away with that respect. But I do think that it's a huge step forward from what we're doing today. And so in that respect, we at the Oklahoma Pork Council have elected to support this set of rules, hoping that we see success, expecting that we will have, and then we can look at, okay, so what are the next steps we need to take on down the road? But I think for right now, this is a very positive first step and helps us get where we need to be to address this situation.
It seemed like that one of the heart of the proposed rule, as far as especially in new ideas, was this feral swine free zone. It sounds like that you're in favor of that, again, using it as a springboard maybe to expand it across the state.
Well, we know, Ron, from talking about feral swine, that if you can keep them out of areas, you're going to be far more successful at keeping them out than you are at eradicating them once you get them. So taking an area of the state like the Panhandle and that kind of that northwest quadrant where there's limited feral swine to start with. I mean, we know we have them in all 77 counties, but in that area, we know that's the least dense in terms of population. That's a place where maybe we could actually eradicate them from those counties. If you start there, then it becomes a matter of how slowly can we expand this? How slowly can we add new counties to the mix? How slowly can we add new territory where we're able to gradually eradicate those animals a little at a time instead of trying to say, okay, we're going to wipe them out all across the state at one time? I think that's just too big a bite. I just don't know that that's accomplishable. But if we start with the feral swine free zone as it's prescribed in the rules and we work hard in that area, and then you use the rules to track where hogs are being trapped, to trap where they're being released, keep track of how many are moving and how many are actually being killed in the sporting facilities, et cetera, then I think you've laid out a blueprint for how to expand that zone in the future to help us reduce or eradicate populations into a greater part of the state. But again, I think this is a gradual step forward. I know some of my peers in agriculture want to go all the way. We're going to eradicate them immediately. Hey, I'm all for that if I thought that was something we could actually do. And I just don't think that's something we can actually accomplish. So let's look for bites of this apple or bites of this elephant, as I said earlier. I think it's a good measured approach that I believe we'll have some success with.
I know that, in the comments that you have submitted, you talk about the importance of being able to track. And it sounds like, again, you're pretty well in agreement with the Department of Ag on what they're proposing as far as trying to tighten up the transportation of any of these hogs.
Well, right now, we don't have any idea where they're moving. We don't know where they're being trapped. We don't know where they're being captured. We don't know where they're being hauled to. We don't know how many of them are being moved. We just don't have any of that information. And so if you're trying to make a plan to eradicate feral hogs, you're trying to make a plan to just control the population even, you need to know how many you got. You need to know how many you're moving. You need to know where they're moving to. And in this set of rules, the department has finally put down on paper a plan to collect that data. And really, in my opinion, in a relatively inobtrusive way. I mean, it's not a we would like in the from the Oklahoma Pork Council, we would love to see every one of these hogs tagged. We'd love to see them all tested for disease before they move. But we know from talking to the guys that are out there trapping them and transporting that that's a big hurdle. And so rather than just say, well, that's what we insist on, if we can start collecting data about where they're moving from, where they're being captured, where they're moving to, how many are the sporting facilities, you know, killing in a given year, tracking all that so that we can compare data, I think that's a very positive step forward. Again, doing this incrementally with the ultimate goal of eradicating them from the state, I just don't think that's a leap you can take all at once. You've got to go at it a little bit at a time.
At this point, do you see these rules that are proposed, if they're, you know, adopted by the State Board of Agriculture, can they be enforced, you know, especially, you know, do we have the resources, I guess, maybe to properly enforce them?
Well, that's one of the things we included in our comments with support for the fees that ODA has proposed to assess for transporters and for sporting facilities and others, handling facilities, et cetera, is a way to provide resources so that they can properly enforce this set of rules. So, yeah, I do think that there is a big step forward in that regard, and I think it gives them a more clear, a more concise set of rules. I know this is important to Secretary Reese, and he's made it a priority for his folks, and so I'm very confident that given this, you know, if we can get this set of rules in place, the board adopts it, and ultimately the legislature approves it, then I think that it is a big step forward. And I do think they'll have some resources to help them do that and really help enforce what these rules are.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.